Oh, how the mighty have fallen. The once great Manchester United, one of the most iconic football clubs in world football, one of the biggest football clubs in world football, one of the football clubs with the most rich and prodigious history, are currently linked with Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Now, look, there was a reimagination of who Manchester United are in my mind. I feel like I have often got the club wrong, and I apologise to everybody for it, because I always see Manchester United as an iconic behemoth football club, a British institution, a club capable of greatness, and I've often been wrong. I see them as a club capable of signing any player, capable of winning any trophy, and I've had to reassess it. What happened to them in Spain against Tottenham has made me understand that I have overrated them for far too long. But not this much. This isn't me getting it wrong. This isn't me maintaining the standards of Manchester United of a bygone era. This is what Manchester United fans should be doing, even Manchester United fans now. Anybody who is linked with Manchester United that is trying to paint the Dominic Calvert-Lewin link in some sort of positive colour is totally and utterly missing the point. You cannot go from potentially signing Victor Gyökeres, one of the most exciting, desired footballers in world football, currently scoring goal after goal after goal in the Portuguese league, currently being linked to every big club that is in need of a striker. You cannot go from being the front runner for Victor Gyökeres. I remember Fabrizio Romano suggesting that Victor Gyökeres was on his way to Manchester United. You cannot go from being linked to him to Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Even if you move the standards a touch, even if we accept that Manchester United finished in the bottom half of the league, they didn't qualify for Europe, so we move the goalposts a touch and we remove what they used to be from our decision-making process here. They were linked to Liam Delap. Liam Delap scored 12 goals for Ipswich last year in the Premier League, 10 of them from open play. He's a young player, one of the brightest prospects in the Premier League of that age range, and Manchester United signing him would make sense in the way that they have signed young players that have done the business in the Premier League proven. That would have made sense. You cannot go from signing Liam Delap to signing Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Now look, everybody knows that I have absolutely no real interest in a player like Ollie Watkins. I kind of rate Ollie Watkins for what he is, but I'd never saw him as a Manchester United player. And fairly recently, a clip from TalkSport went fairly viral with me in it, and I got pelters. I got genuine animosity, hatred, bile sent my way, because I said that Ollie Watkins doesn't change things at Manchester United. He's better than this. I didn't think this was the alternative. What I was trying to say when I was saying that Ollie Watkins is nowhere near good enough to lead the line for Manchester United is that Manchester United should be a club that has standards. Manchester United should be a club that allow what happened in history to echo into the current modern day game. And a player like Ollie Watkins, who is a very good Premier League player, is not good enough to play for Manchester United. A player like Ollie Watkins is not good enough to lead the line for Manchester United, when in the past, he'd be inheriting a shirt that was once worn by Eric Cantona. He'd be inheriting a shirt that was once worn by Ruud van Nistelrooy. He'd be inheriting a shirt that was once worn by Andy Cole. No, Ollie Watkins is not that. But he's better than this. Like, I can't understand how anyone can even pretend that signing Dominic Calvert-Lewin is on some level acceptable for Manchester United. Manchester United as a club, they deserve so much better than this. And what they're doing here is normalising mediocrity to such a level that I have seen some Manchester United fans saying that they don't hate it, finding the positive, locating a nugget of happiness around such an atrocious footballer signing for their club. I mean, this is complete and utter nonsense. Like, even if Dominic Calvert-Lewin was at his absolute best, let's transport ourselves back to that very small and very precise point where he actually found rhythm and form under Carlo Ancelotti. In that very particular period, when he was on form, he was on fire, he was even scoring goals for England, even that version of Dominic Calvert-Lewin isn't good enough really to represent Manchester United. You know, I don't like relying on the facts. I don't like talking about the numbers too much, because we watch football with our eyes. You and I know that we feel football. We are football. We get it. And we don't need the stats to tell us what we already know. But let's lean on them just for a little bit of traction, just for a little bit of comfort. Let's lean on the stats. Stats are generally used by mugs to make their points in football, but I'm going to do it just momentarily, right? 71 goals in 9 years. What are we talking about? Like, Manchester United are a club currently with woeful options up front. They've made some interesting signings. They've signed some Premier League proven footballers, which I think is good. I think the strategy is good. And I think that they're going back on what they have done. They've made mistake after mistake, Manchester United, by signing players who are not Premier League proven. Like, aside from Mason Mount, I think he's the only player that they have signed who was Premier League proven at the time for 5 years. Ugarte comes in for big money, not Premier League proven. Casemiro comes in for big money, not Premier League proven. Højlund comes in for big money, not Premier League proven. Antony comes in for big money, not Premier League proven. Xerxes comes in for big money, not Premier League blah. So, sign players who are Premier League proven, and they've done that with Mbeumo. And Mbeumo was a good signing. They're going to pay a lot of money for him. He's going to get a lot of money in his skyrocket, but it's a good signing. Cunha, an excellent signing. Both players want to sign for Manchester United. Both players are keen on wearing that iconic shirt and scoring goals in front of the Stretford End. They get the club, they get the history, they get what it means to be a Manchester United player. Like, Dominic Calvert-Lewin cannot genuinely sign for Manchester United. All of a sudden, the link to Ollie Watkins, and I dismiss that one. It feels like they were linked with Pele. Like, it feels like they were linked to one of the best players around. If you are comparing the player that Calvert-Lewin is to Dominic Calvert-Lewin, then Watkins is head and shoulders above, and maybe they need to go back in for Watkins, because whatever happens here, they cannot possibly sign a player like Dominic Calvert-Lewin. I mean, what's next? Where do they go from here? Maybe they go and try and sign Raheem Sterling. Like, what is the benefit to Dominic Calvert-Lewin? Like, I genuinely can't think of one. Aside from the fact that he's free, like, I honestly can't locate the benefit. Like, Manchester United are a club in dire need of goals. They are desperate to score goals. Last season, they only scored 44 goals, which is a pitiful attempt to putting the ball in the back of the net. Almost all of their problems are directly traceable to the fact that they could not convert chances, the fact that they did not have a ruthless enough goal scorer, an efficient enough goal scorer. How can you possibly look at the problems that Manchester United have and decide that the way that you improve Manchester United and elevate the options for the manager is by signing a striker who scored 70 goals in 9 years? How can you possibly think that that is the genuine answer? They are a side who are so desperately in need of goals. And now you think back to where they got it so wrong. How didn't they sign Kane? That summer when they signed Højlund, they should have done everything within their power to sign Harry Kane, because the problems from that era are still relevant today. Like, I just don't get it. You know, Calvert-Lewin, right? Let's pretend that Leeds United were linked with Calvert-Lewin. And somebody asked me my opinion on that. I would say, yeah, do you know what? That's a good signing. It's a good punt. It's a good chance. There's jeopardy. It probably won't work. His track record isn't great. He probably will not score you enough goals to keep you in the Premier League. But for Leeds United, it would make sense. Let's say Sunderland tried it. We're gonna give him a go. Le Bris is going to somehow give Dominic Calvert-Lewin, and he's going to be the man to reignite Dominic Calvert-Lewin's career. Playing in front of, say, Leeds again. Playing in front of the Elland Road faithful. Linking up with Ampadu, maybe Daniel Farke can coax a performance and help Dominic Calvert-Lewin rediscover his former self. I'd say it's unlikely, but maybe. Take a punt. Hope for the best. Why not? Put him on a paid-as-you-play deal. Because fitness is another issue. I mean, there are a million issues with this. And fitness should be a primary one. But I'm almost not focusing on the fitness, because I just don't think he's good enough if he's in full form. If he is in fine fettle, he's not good enough to play for Manchester United. But look, I just can't believe we're having this conversation. It's quite rare that I find myself in this sort of situation where I'm looking at players that I am deciding, in my opinion, are not good enough to play for teams that will probably go down. And we are being told that there is a legitimate and rational chance that the same player will end up leading the line for the great Manchester United. Like, where has it all gone wrong? How the mighty have fallen. Manchester United were linked with Gyökeres. Whilst Manchester United are no longer linked with Gyökeres, they have watched Arsenal make that signing, it seems. They have watched Arsenal make that signing. Like, gone are the days where Manchester United were taking Arsenal's best. Van Persie, for example, and winning the league off the back of that signing. Gone are the days. And Arsenal have made a move. They've manoeuvred and they've done well, and it looks like they are in the pole position to sign Victor Gyökeres. Meanwhile, Manchester United are standing still and the ground is swallowing them up. And I know that they are skint, but they are also a team who are capable of turning a profit. They're also a team capable of making money. And I honestly cannot understand how they have gone from Gyökeres to Delap. Like, how now, in this situation that they're in, do they not go, do you know what? So, Jim, this is what needs to happen now. I'm not happy about the situation, but this is the situation that we're in. If we do not provide the manager with goals, if we do not provide a centre forward who will guarantee to put the ball in the back of the net, we are going to have another season as underwhelming and as uninspiring as the one that we just had. So do you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to work it. We're going to have to somehow manoeuvre the money. We're going to have to somehow go and sign Victor Osimhen. That is what a real ownership would do. They would find a way. And if Manchester United do not go out now and sign a statement centre forward, if they genuinely link Brian Mbeumo and Mateus Cunha up with Dominic Calvert-Lewin when he is fit and Rasmus Højlund when Dominic Calvert-Lewin is injured, which is most of the time, their season is just going to go to pot again. And that is where Manchester United are now. It is so binary. Sign Calvert-Lewin and they at best finish 11th. Sign Victor Osimhen, and I think they can be a little bit more optimistic with that. Osimhen up front with Cunha and Mbeumo. Suddenly, it looks a little bit better. But I just can't believe it. And do you know what I'm taking from this, more so than anything? I don't know if it's because my era of football when I was a kid, my sort of defining era, was Manchester United in their pomp. Manchester United being great. Manchester United being the biggest club in the country. Manchester United winning European Cups. That's what my defining era of football fandom was. I feel like I understand Manchester United and who Manchester United are better than the people running the club, better than the people in the boardroom. Dominic Calvert-Lewin doesn't play for Man United. What are we talking about? Ollie Watkins doesn't sign for Man United. What are we talking about? This isn't me being controversial. This is me understanding the club. And I feel like they need somebody, not like me, but somebody like Gary Neville, like somebody like Roy Keane in the boardroom, somebody who gets it, who understands what the club are. Like, you have to have a total and well-rounded concept of who Manchester United are to lead that club. And I promise you this, Dominic Calvert-Lewin is not a Man United player in the way that Rasmus Højlund was never a Man United player, in the way that Ollie Watkins is not a Man United player. Liam Delap, maybe. Victor Osimhen, that's the kind of signing they need to make. I just can't believe it. Honestly, my mind is baffled by this. Like, I can't remember the last time I saw Dominic Calvert-Lewin score a goal. Like, I remember seeing him on the cover of GQ magazine. I don't even see him as a footballer. And they're talking about leading the life of one of the biggest clubs in the country, desperate to get to their former greatness again. And then I've seen Man United fans, good Man United fans who on some level I've got superficial friendship with, Man United fans who I respect, trying to position it as a good signing. Either I'm wrong and I don't know what I'm talking about here, or everyone else is. And when things like that happen, it's usually me. But you're going to have to let me know in the comments below. Let me know. Am I wrong here? Or am I completely hitting the nail on the head? And Dominic Calvert-Lewin is not a Man United player. I hope you've enjoyed the video. Let me know in the comments. I'm going to be in them the second this video goes live. If you've enjoyed it, please give it a like. Click subscribe. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Ta-da.